Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the food guru here with your weekly pep talk. Today's topic is name one famous person who only works 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. You can't think of a single person, can you? Because there isn't anyone. The people who get things done and make a dent in the universe don't get paid by the hour. So here's my question. Why is it that it's so hard to find people who want to work in the restaurant business? Is it because we're working when our friends are out having fun? Or is it a cultural problem? How many hours a week do you work? How many hours a week do your managers work? How many hours do your hourly workers work? Here's a good one. How many hours did the last person that you interviewed want to work? I just interviewed a person who wanted to work 20 to 30 hours. And it happens all the time. To me, it's a joke, but it's just a sign of the culture. Here's a newsflash. You can't build a world-class restaurant with part-time people. 80% of all restaurants try to do it, and 80% of restaurants go out of business. Do you think that part-time mentality has anything to do with it? I sure do. If you want to build a great restaurant, you need people who are 100% dedicated to winning and kicking ass. If you want to build an okay restaurant and struggle for survival, go ahead and hire part-time cooks, bartenders, waiters, and managers. Did you know that the average restaurant chef or manager works 50 to 55 hours a week? It's true. And the sad part is that their friends and family call them workaholics. The word workaholic is a terrible word. Do your friends ever use it to describe you? If they do, it's just an attempt to make you feel stupid and help them justify their laziness. Think about it. If someone calls you a workaholic because you have a job that you love, what are they really trying to do? Are they for you or against you? Now hear this. I, Peter Harmon, am using the power vested in me as the food guru to give you permission to work as much as you want. And I want you to replace the word workaholic with new words like passion, driven, focused, and into it. The truth is that the best people in the restaurant business, or any business for that matter, work 60, 70, or 80 hours a week. It's true. I know I do. 14-hour days are nothing to me, and people like me who are driven to win, people who are passionate about what they do. I don't know about you, but I work when my friends are out having fun, and I work when they're going to work their 9-to-5 jobs. I go to work at the same time in the morning as my neighbors do, and I come home when they're all in bed. Hey, I love it. It's who I am. It's what I do. I'm not going to let the ankle biters and the whiners talk me into feeling sorry for myself. I love it. It's what I want to do. And I'm not going to apologize for it either. I love my job and what I do, plain and simple. Here's one for you. I get so much stuff done, it's amazing. Right now, I'm managing 2 restaurants, building a catering business, creating 2 new restaurant concepts, building Food Guru University, and consulting with people like you every day. It's what I do, and I love it. It's my job, my hobby, and my passion all rolled up in one. Yes, I take a couple weeks off every year, and I make time for the things that are important to me. I actually go to the gym, and I read a lot. I just don't watch a lot of TV, and I don't spend much time on Facebook. It doesn't interest me. I'm not trying to brag or make myself look important. I'm just doing what I like and feel passionate about. I have no interest in retiring anytime soon. What am I going to do? Go fishing? Take up bocce ball? No thanks. My retirement plan is to do more consulting. Travel the country and the world, helping people like you find ways to build better restaurants and improve your life. I love helping people improve. I don't know why. It's just how I'm wired. Okay, I'm going to stop here for a minute and answer a frequently asked question. And it goes something like this. Hey, food guru, I have kids. How does this change my work status? Okay, this is a really tough question. First, you got to find ways to spend time with your kids. They need a mom and a dad. You do have to find home-work balance with kids. The word balance has to be determined by you and your spouse. If you're divorced or a single parent, it's even harder, much harder. Personally, when my kids were little, their mother didn't work outside the house. We were lucky. Here's my advice. First, you need to focus on getting the important things at work done quickly. And you need to reduce and greatly reduce the amount of time you waste. Second, you need to be there at home with your kids for the big stuff, the important stuff. You don't have to be a helicopter parent. Do you know what that is? A helicopter parent is at every single event in their kids' lives. They never miss a home meal, a practice, or anything. They're always hovering around. Personally, I think kids need a little freedom from mom and dad, especially as they get older. Once again, you got to find a situation that works for you and your family, and this is very personal. Sometimes you got to slow down your career for a few years. Hey, this is a long life, and there's time for kids, and there's time for work. And that's about all I can say about that one for now. Let's zoom back out and get back on subject. The subject is name one famous person who only works 9 to 5. Think about people like Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Albert Einstein, Pablo Picasso, John Rockefeller, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk. You think they're 9 to 5ers? Even the Kardashians work their asses off. They never stop. They're always moving the ball forward. Doctors, they're never at home. They're always working. And if you don't believe me, ask their wives or kids. Lawyers are notorious for long hours, especially early in their career. What about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Do you think they just show up on game day? How about college athletic coaches? Do you think they work a lot? Well, I know a lot of college coaches, and they all work as much or more than I do. Coaches are super dedicated and driven. When they're not coaching, planning, making speeches to civic organizations, or raising money, they're out on the road recruiting their next great players. It's a never-ending cycle. Think about the computer and tech dudes at startups in Silicon Valley who sleep under their desks. Wow, those people are nuts. Think about this. If the average person only works 40 hours a week and you work 80 hours a week, in 1 year, you will be able to accomplish twice as much as they do. After 5 years, you literally leave your competition in the dust. If you're a manager and you work for someone else, your career will explode and you'll become a legend in your company. What an amazing advantage. If you're an hourly worker and your boss won't pay you overtime, do the extra work for free. No, really, do it for free and see how long until they find a way to promote you. When you increase your value, the universe has to increase your reward. It's impossible for it not to happen. It's a mathematical equation. Performance plus service equals reward. If you work for a person who doesn't see the value and increase your reward, don't worry, someone else will. Average performance equals average reward. World-class performance equals world-class reward. There are no shortcuts. You simply can't have it both ways. Here's one for you. A guy named Tim Ferriss wrote a book called The 4-Hour Workweek. It was a huge bestseller. The guy's a genius because he played to the biggest audience of all, people who want to work less than they do today and get a bigger reward. Brilliant. So where does this problem start and why should you care? I guess it comes down to the story you tell yourself. Did you know that you will become the stories you tell yourself? It's a fact. If you think your work-life balance is good, it is. If you think your work-life balance is bad, it is. It's biblical. As you think, so shall you be. So this brings us back to the real problem of finding people who are willing to work long, hard hours on nights and weekends in the restaurant business. How and when did this problem start? Good question. I'm going to blame it all on Horace Mann. That's right, the father of the modern school system. It started with the Industrial Revolution. People had to be trained to work in factories, and that meant they had to be trained to conform, and thus the modern school system was born. We go to school from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., then we go home. We even get an hour for lunch. This is the greatest life in the world, and it's the model that every American kid grows up with. This model carries on to college, where the stars of the future are being educated. College graduates have been marinated in the school system for so long, it's almost impossible for them to break free from it. The 8-to-3 model is literally ingrained in all educated Americans. It's what we're used to and what we expect. Now, the first violation of this principle, to these sacred principles of these hours that we're only supposed to go 8-to-3, happened when some teacher had the temerity to give out homework. I mean, really. Homework happens after 3 p.m. and is a violation of our leisure time. Homework should be banned, or should it? The second problem starts when some motivated kid decides to take on an extracurricular activity. You know, the jocks play sports, the artists and rich kids take music lessons, the geeks play with their computers, and the real weirdos go work somewhere. These weirdos start out working odd jobs like shoveling snow or mowing lawns, and as they get older, they get actual jobs at a pizza place or a restaurant. Some kids do all three at the same time. They go to school, they play sports, take music lessons, and work odd jobs. These are the real go-getters. This is the group that ends up having the best lives. These are the self-motivated people, and they have a wide variety of friends, interests, and skills. These are the people I want to work with. So here's my point. When did it become fashionable to only work 30 hours a week? Well, the answer is it didn't. It never has. It's never been fashionable or cool to do something for 30 hours and then nothing for the rest of the week. Here's the second part. Now get ready for this. Okay? It's not cool to work 30 hours a week unless you're a lazy loser. Oops. Did he just call me a lazy loser? No, I didn't. But if the shoe fits, what are you going to do about it? Okay, so here's the point. Busy people are happier than non-busy people. Happy people have many interests, talents, skills, and friends. Happy people are always moving, and they're always getting cool things done. Work, especially hard work, leads to happiness and wealth. The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker are the happiest people on the planet. The people who have cool jobs where they get to make something that excites them have the best lives. The people who help other people get what they want are always the happiest people. The people who sit on their ass and do nothing are miserable. And if you don't believe me, just watch Maury Povich or Jerry Springer. Okay, it's time to wrap this up. I want you to tackle the project that's been holding you back. This week, I want you to go after the thing you've been waiting on. Why? What are you, the big project you want to get done? This is the week. You now have my permission to work as much as you want. You have permission to give 100% to every single thing you do this week. My name is Peter Harmon. I am the food guru. My goal with this podcast is to be provocative and give you things to think about. Provocative means to provoke, to annoy, and to anger. It also means to challenge, inspire, and stimulate. I like to discuss things in a way that will either inspire you to think bigger or piss you off. I love to upset the apple cart and get people moving forward. Either way, if I have given you something that has sparked an idea in your mind, I want you to stop what you're doing right now and write it down. Make some notes. Think about this new inspiration. Give it time to grow before you move on to the next podcast you're going to listen to or the next thing on your to-do list. The purpose of the Food Guru's weekly pep talk is to open your mind and make you think. Know this, the thinking that got you to this level of performance will not get you to the next level of performance. If you want to grow, you have to think bigger, much bigger. My goal is to help you build a better restaurant. Now let's go out and kick some ass and see how much we can get done this week. Thanks for listening.